Welcome to this weekly edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from March 2, 2020 to March 6, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On March 2, here were the news. Bria Homes taps GCash for QR payments in the Philippines. Japan's Rakuten to set big data mobile plan to undercut rivals, Nikkei. Western Union stops all money transfers from Canada to Cuba. Airtel Payments Bank rolls out Aadhaar-enabled payment system. China's retail industry sees a drop of 8.8% in deal activity in Q4 2019. Digital wallets to represent half of global e-commerce sales by 2023 FIS study. Wirecard collabs to digitize business banking in Philippines. Reconciliation troubles, supplier inexperience exacerbate late payments. Digital-first banking branches out. Virtual prepaid tackles biz payments friction beyond AP. Pulling accountants into the corporate payments innovation fold. On March 3, here were the news. Dutch fintech Adyen to offer Poland's BLIK payment system. Lifecell launches mobile payment service Paycell. Local stores accept Alipay HK, WeChat Pay HK. Splitit teams with Visa on installment payments. E-commerce aggregator iPrice secures $10 million MLN in Series B funding. ECOMMPAY to integrate with new PayPal commerce platform. Access Bank to launch a facial recognition payment system in Nigeria. Rakuten, Vodafone invest in satellite network that provides universal mobile coverage. I2C names GM in Middle East, Africa expansion. Payment rail innovators iSpeed for corporates. Guiding California's indie truckers through legislative disruption. Deep dive, digital-first banking's challenges and benefits. On March 4, here were the news, instant payment starts in Hungarian banking system. Truvo launches point-of-sale solution in the UK, Ireland, Malta. PayFacto, Pax launch Pax A920 payment terminals in Canada. Ant Financial takes minority stake in Klarna. Fiserv acquires Merchant Pro Express as part of its expansion strategy. Amid COVID-19, Chinese retailers begin to reopen stores. Cabbage debuts small business cash flow analytics. H&M links B2B suppliers to third-party buyers. Hungarian Central Bank allows for instant transfers. I2C, AirWallex link for cross-border B2B payments card. Aussie competition, finance regs collab against late payments. Amid Amex controversy, corporate card competition heats up. How data guides a new era for the ERP. On March 5, here were the news. ePaisa partners with MEP infrastructure for QR code payment at Indian toll plazas. Postec and FreedomPay to serve up hospitality payments. MTFX Group expands into healthcare payments. Jazz Cash, Payoneer team up to promote mobile money in Pakistan. Google Cloud welcomes PayPal. PAR funding nixes credit checks to fast-track SMB finance. Wirecard unveils digitized in-store shopping tech. Forte reveals BillPay solution for secure payments experience. Zycus expands procure-to-pay automation with AI. Aruba's banks move to real-time payments. Access to develop payroll solution with Core HR takeover. Bo Boss stresses reverse factoring amid coronavirus. JPMC co-presidents step in as CEO Diamond recovers from heart surgery. On March 6, here were the news. Servist and Zapper launch mobile cashless parking system in South Africa. All banks in Aruba now offer instant payments through IP infrastructure of the Central Bank of Aruba. Walmart Grocery and Walmart Mobile App merge. Samsung Pay launches in Kazakhstan. Coronavirus concerns see a surge in online grocery shopping Nielsen study. Paga, Flutterwave, links users to international merchants. Yallo partnered with Onfido and Moflix to launch digital mobile subscription solution. HPS introduces QR-based national payment system to Saudi Arabia. When it comes to managing finances, millennials value technology. Lull hits B2B fintech venture capital funding. Credit bureaus aim to bulk up files for borrowers with little credit history by using rent payment data. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.